Going to open today with sports news, a disappointing end to what began as a memorable season for UNC football as the Tar Heels fell to Oregon 28-27 in last night's Holiday Bowl, ending their season 9-5 on a four-game losing streak. Playing their first game without offensive coordinator Phil Longo, Carolina had a 10-point lead with less than 10 minutes to go, but Oregon rallied back with a pair of touchdowns, capped off by a game-winning fourth-down TD pass in the final minute. Carolina drove to the Oregon 41 in the closing seconds, but a final Hail Mary pass fell short. After the game, head coach Mack Brown was disappointed but still upbeat. Here are his comments to the media after the game ended.
We're ready to play tonight, played our hearts out. Very disappointed that we didn't win, but we got to make a play here or there, and they're a great football team, and nobody gave us a chance in the game, and we had a chance with 1 second left, and that's all we could ask for in this situation. So proud of this team. Winning 9, could have won 11, 12. Most of them are coming back, so it's bodes great for next year. I love these young guys. The saddest thing for me is that they played their hearts out and they're one point away from being out there on the field and having a great time and feeling great about themselves. That's one of the very difficult things about sports. Because there are actually two winners out there tonight because they played their guts out, and I'm really, really proud of the way they played. Told them that. I said if we'd stopped the fourth down play, I'd be happier for them that we won, happier for our fans, our administration that we won. I wouldn't feel any different about them. They gave everything they had. We had a GA coaching offensive line. We had a guy calling plays that's never called plays before. We had guys that weren't even here. We're starting two freshmen in the secondary. I mean, there were so many boxes that we're playing freshman wide receivers. Well, we got Doc Chapman out there. He hadn't played any. Andre Green got to play only because the NCAA gave him an extra game because freshmen that played in four could play in five because we were so thin. And poor Drake's got new receivers running out there. He hadn't even thrown to in the middle of the Holiday Bowl. So disappointed in the loss, but really, really proud. Thank the Holiday Bowl and proud of our guys. Coaches, players, everybody came out here to win, and they gave it everything they had.
That's Mack Brown speaking there after the game. Bitter end of the season, but despite the loss, the future's still bright for Carolina, as many key Tar Heels will be back next year, including all three receivers who caught TD passes, plus star linebacker Cedric Gray, and, of course, freshman quarterback Drake May. He finished 18 of 35 for 206 yards and tied Sam Howell's UNC record with 38 touchdown passes in a single season. Turning now to other news, Carrboro fire officials yesterday reported a structure fire that occurred Tuesday evening at 112 NC 54. That's the address of Berkshire 54 Apartments just behind Carrboro Plaza. Crews put out the fire within 10 minutes and nobody was injured, but one apartment suffered fire damage. Two others suffered smoke and water damage. Total damage estimated around $50,000, and all three apartments have been deemed uninhabitable. That displaces six residents. The American Red Cross is helping those residents with temporary housing. In the meantime, officials are still investigating the cause of the fire. Now we head to campus, where UNC saw an increase in reports of drink tampering in the last semester, already a serious issue for college students, women in particular. And this is not just a UNC thing. It's happening nationwide. Students are now pushing campus leaders to take more steps to prevent drink smiking, as Carolina Connections' Reagan Allen reports.
To have freely provided some sort of sip chip, new sip chip, or some sort of drink testing.
That's Tanner Stutz speaking at a student government meeting. He founded the coalition in hopes of preventing date rape on college campuses, starting with UNC.
I am hoping to get some sort of drink spiking test, either strips or fingernail polish or however that can be produced, to be freely provided as contraceptives are across college campuses, at least starting in North Carolina through the UNC system. And hopefully in other states as well.
Drink testing fingernail polish turns a different color if it comes in contact with certain drugs. After one of Stutz's friends had her drink spiked, he decided to look for preventive measures around UNC's campus. He didn't find any.
There has been many cases where there's been allegations of drink spiking. No one will know really if those allegations are true or not if you can't test it. If the drinks can't be tested, then no one would know.
East Carolina University had 2 drink tampering and sexual assault cases in September. At UNC, 2 people reported alleged drink tampering and aggravated assault in the Phi Kappa Phi fraternity house this September as well.
The rate of sexual assault on this campus, and even before the semester started, the allegations not only here but at ECU of drink spiking at the fraternities. This is not a new phenomenon. This has been going on for, as long as colleges have existed. So I think that this would be a move to tackling it.
Etta Yamanda, a senior who helped create the coalition, envisions the test strips being sold in vending machines, like the one that's already in place at the union.
The other things that are available in that vending machine in the union, like pregnancy tests, they're really affordable, and like Plan B pills. Why shouldn't they also have, they should also have date rape test strips.
But members of the coalition say, so far they haven't persuaded UNC officials. Stutz said, UNC has concerns about the reliability and number of substances the drink testing strips will detect. However, he says the university is open to selling nightcaps, a drink spiking prevention seal that covers the tops of drinks. Members of the coalition say they'll continue their efforts and also hope to work with local government leaders. Gavin George is the 3rd founding member of the Date Rape Coalition.
You can't really put a price tag on preventing easily preventable rape. So it's really no reason that we shouldn't be using the campus resources to make our school a less hostile learning environment.
A UNC spokesperson said in a statement that administrators are actively consulting with Tanner Stutz and other student leaders to identify solutions that are right for Carolina in order to address concerns about drink tampering. In Chapel Hill, I'm Reagan Allen.
For Carolina Connection, a student-produced radio newscast from the UNC Hussman School of Journalism and Media, and airs on Saturday mornings during the fall and spring semesters on 97.9 The Hill. 6:18 your time. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Alumni Hall. Tar Heel football got the spotlight yesterday, but we're back to basketball tonight as the 13th-ranked UNC women are back in action after a 9-day break. They're hosting Florida State in their first ACC matchup of the season. Seminoles are 12-2 so far. They've already got an ACC win under their belts. They beat Miami 8 days ago. Tip-off time in Carmichael Arena is 8 o'clock tonight. We'll have all the action for you right here on 97.9 The Hill, starting with pregame coverage at 7:30. UNC men's basketball back in action tomorrow, taking on Pitt. Tar Heel men just landed a major prospect. 5-star point guard Elliot Cadeau out of New York City has reportedly committed to Carolina for the class of 2024. 24/7 Sports currently ranks him as the top point guard in the nation in his class and the 8th best player overall.